Alibaba targets $100 billion in AI and cloud revenue over 5 years as its vision for the agentic era comes into focus. Alibaba is betting its future on agentic AI and cloud computing, projecting $100 billion in revenue from these divisions over the next 5 years as it rushes to integrate artificial intelligence across its sprawling commerce ecosystem, a structural advantage that neither OpenAI nor Google can replicate in the West. The question isn't whether AI will reshape commerce. It's whether Alibaba can monetize its head start before competition from domestic rivals like Baidu and Tencent, combined with revenue pressures from traditional e-commerce, erode the moat it's building. The company reported revenue of 284.8 billion Chinese yuan, $41.4 billion, for the fiscal quarter ending December 31, 2025, missing analyst expectations of 290.7 billion yuan. More striking, income from operations collapsed 74% year-over-year, driven by investments in quick commerce, user experience, and technology infrastructure. Alibaba CEO Eddie Wu didn't apologize for the spending. During Thursday's earnings call, he framed the shift explicitly. Alibaba is no longer just an e-commerce company. It's becoming an AI infrastructure play, and the market needs to value it accordingly. Wu's remarks centered on what he called the agentic AI era, a phase where large language models move beyond static training datasets to autonomous commerce agents that complete transactions with minimal human input. This isn't incremental improvement. It's architectural, and it requires the kind of vertical integration that only a handful of companies globally can achieve. The vertical integration play that OpenAI can't build Alibaba's AI strategy hinges on Qwen, its family of open-source large language models first released in 2023. By some accounts, Qwen is now the world's most widely used open-source AI system. In November 2025, Alibaba launched a consumer-facing Qwen app built on the most advanced iteration of its LLMs. Within months, it added capabilities for food ordering and travel planning. During the Lunar New Year holiday in February 2026, the company spent approximately $431 million on user acquisition, including a bubble tea promotion that generated claims for over 10 million free drinks and overwhelmed shops across China. The subsidies worked. Qwen handled nearly 200 million orders during the holiday period. The structural advantage is clear. Unlike OpenAI or Google, Alibaba owns the rails. Taobao and Tmall for commerce, Alipay for payments through affiliate Ant Group, Know for logistics, AMAP for mapping, and Fliggy for travel. Qwen doesn't just recommend products. It can find them, buy them, pay for them, and ship them inside a single chatbot interface. That's not post-processing. That's end-to-end orchestration. According to Uasis Kezukinis, an independent e-commerce analyst cited in the earnings coverage, Qwen has companies in the universe of Alibaba that it can integrate with without needing external partners, and it has also been willing to aggressively launch, as opposed to waiting for a slow rollout. These two differences alone make it a very different proposition from what Google or OpenAI have been doing. Kazukinas added that no comparable U.S. company offers this full-stack coverage, with Amazon being the closest parallel due to its grocery and general commerce operations. The technical challenge is non-trivial. E-commerce catalogs, pricing, and inventory change constantly. If data is incomplete or inconsistent, AI systems recommend the wrong item, show outdated prices, or attempt to purchase out-of-stock inventory. The information reported in January that OpenAI has been slow to roll out checkout features inside ChatGPT partly because retailers' product data is often poorly structured. Alibaba doesn't face that problem. It controls the data layer. The artist versus the algorithm. Lessons from NVIDIA's DLSS 5 backlash. The tension Alibaba faces mirrors a debate playing out in gaming. On March 23, 2026, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang appeared on the Lex Fridman podcast to defend DLSS 5, the company's generative AI-enhanced graphics technology, against accusations that it produces AI slop. Gamers worried that DLSS 5's visual enhancements would flatten disparate games into a single homogenized photorealism standard. Huang's defense is instructive for Alibaba. He argued that DLSS 5 is 3D conditioned, 3D guided. Artists still create the structural geometry and textures that form the ground truth structure. It's not post-processing applied after the fact. It's an integrated tool for artists to train models for specific looks. Huang emphasized that DLSS 5 is open, allowing artists to prompt the system with examples or descriptions. I want it to be a tune shader, for instance. The parallel. Wu's framing of the agentic AI era stresses tight integration between application and model. During the earnings call, Wu said, "What's most different and most important about the agentic AI era is the need to achieve this tight integration between the application and model. That's the critical priority." Both Alibaba and NVIDIA are selling the same thesis. AI isn't replacing human control. It's amplifying it, but trust is fragile. NVIDIA had to explain that DLSS5 isn't generic AI slop because confusion arose from how previous DLSS versions were marketed as turnkey post-processing. Alibaba faces similar skepticism. Can Qwen deliver personalized, context-rich commerce experiences, or will it homogenize taste and choice? The capital deployment arms race. Alibaba pledged at least $53 billion in AI infrastructure investment over 3 years. That commitment is now materializing in organizational restructuring. Earlier in March 2026, Alibaba announced it was reorganizing its AI operations under a new business unit called Alibaba Token Hub. Days before that, reports emerged that Junyoung Lin, one of Alibaba's star AI researchers, was stepping down from a marquee project. Morningstar senior equity analyst Chelsea Tam noted in a March 11th report that uncertainty surrounding Alibaba's AI leadership in China has increased. The timing is critical. Alibaba isn't the only player racing to capture consumer AI adoption. OpenClaw, a personal digital assistant built by an Austrian developer, has surged in popularity among Chinese consumers and businesses in recent weeks. Baidu and Tencent have held sessions to help users set up OpenClaw on their computers. The Chinese government is pushing to integrate AI into the vast majority of its economy. First mover advantage matters, but so does execution velocity. Alibaba is spending aggressively to lock in users before competitors commoditize the experience. The quantum wildcard. While Alibaba races to commercialize AI, a parallel shift is underway in quantum computing, a technology that could eventually accelerate AI model training and optimization. On March 21, 2026, Barcelona-based Kilimanjaro launched EduCot, a do-it-yourself quantum computer kit priced at approximately 1 million euros. The kit includes a superconducting chip, refrigeration unit, and control electronics. Training and assembly take up to 10 months. EduCat's 5-qubit system is a fraction of the size of cutting-edge devices, but it's also dramatically cheaper. Google has said it aims to bring quantum computer costs below $1 billion per machine. Kilimanjaro is targeting research institutions where resources are limited, positioning EduCot as a quantum equivalent of the Raspberry Pi. Marta Estrellas at Kilimanjaro emphasized that the kit gives students direct experience building and running quantum systems, skills currently accessible only through cloud platforms or simulations. The relevance to Alibaba, quantum computing could become the next battleground for AI infrastructure. Alibaba Cloud has operated a quantum computing lab since 2015 and made quantum processors available via cloud access. If quantum systems scale economically, early investments could compound Alibaba's AI advantages or become a capital sink if commercial viability lags. For now, quantum remains a hedge, not a core thesis. The Placamium view: Alibaba is executing a classic platform strategy. Sacrifice near-term margins to lock in users and data, then monetize via infrastructure services. The $100 billion AI and cloud revenue target over 5 years implies an annual run rate of $20 billion by 2031. Aggressive, but achievable, if Qwen becomes the default commerce interface for China's 1.4 billion consumers. Three factors will determine success. First, data flywheel. Velocity. Every Qwen transaction improves model accuracy, creating a compounding advantage. Second, regulatory tail risk. Beijing's push for AI integration is supportive now, but data sovereignty and algorithmic transparency mandates could constrain model training or force architecture changes. Third, margin structure. Alibaba is spending $53 billion on infrastructure while income from operations cratered 74%. The company is front-loading CapEx. If Qwen adoption stalls or enterprise AI adoption, via the new Wukong platform, disappoints, Alibaba faces a multi-year margin squeeze. The parallel with NVIDIA's DLSS5 controversy is telling. Both companies are navigating the trust gap between AI-generated and human-crafted experiences. NVIDIA had to reassure gamers that artists retain control. Alibaba must convince merchants and consumers that Qwen enhances choice rather than algorithmically narrowing it. The difference? Alibaba controls the entire stack. That's a moat, but it's also a risk. If Qwen makes mistakes, wrong prices, bad recommendations, failed transactions, there's no third party to blame. Our base case: Alibaba reaches $75 to $80 billion in combined AI and cloud revenue by 2031, short of the $100 billion target, but sufficient to justify current infrastructure spend. The upside scenario requires Qwen to capture 30% plus of China's digital commerce transactions within 3 years. Possible, but dependent on sustained subsidy spend and minimal competitive disruption from Baidu, Tencent, or OpenClaw. The downside: OpenClaw or a government-backed alternative fragments the market, and Alibaba's vertical integration becomes a liability as regulators force interoperability. The bottom line: Alibaba is betting that the agentic AI era rewards vertical integration over best-of-breed components. The company has structural advantages no Western competitor can replicate: ownership of commerce, payments, logistics, and data infrastructure. The $100 billion revenue target over 5 years is ambitious but grounded in real adoption metrics: 200 million Quen orders during Lunar New Year, $431 million in user acquisition spend, and a willingness to absorb near-term margin compression. The risk isn't technology, it's execution under pressure. Organizational churn, Junyoung Lin's departure, rising competition, OpenClaw, and a 74% collapse in operating income signal a company in transition. Wu framed it correctly: this is about tight integration between application and model. But integration takes time, and Alibaba is racing against well-funded domestic competitors and a government that wants AI everywhere, not just on Alibaba's platforms. For institutional investors, Alibaba is a call option on China's AI infrastructure build-out. The next 12 months will determine whether the company can convert heavy subsidies into durable user habits. If Quen becomes the default commerce interface, the WeChat of shopping, the $100 billion target is conservative. If not, Alibaba risks becoming a high capex, low margin e-commerce company that missed the AI wave. Watch Quen's order volume and enterprise Wukong adoption. Those metrics will tell you whether Alibaba is building a moat or burning cash.